Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:04 a.m. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. She's back from a nice just Caribbean vacation. His name is Bo. He's above 500 in his picks this year, and that's Dylan behind the glass hanging out with us.
You are too, Mike.
Yeah, that's right.
Well above 500.
I don't like to pat myself on the back, but I feel pretty good about it.
It's not okay.
Lie to you.
I'll give you a little pat.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Got the wake-up call coming up here in just a couple of minutes, 404-726-0929, asking you guys how many points the Falcons need to score tonight to win the football game. How many is it? Is it four touchdowns? Do you got to get over the 30 mark, or do you simply got to get in range of the 20s and hope your defense can step up to the plate against Josh Allen? Also, what are your plans? And maybe if you want to throw in a bonus in there, did Auburn score a touchdown before halftime? Was that the wrong call? Did they get the ball over the goal line plane? Let us know what you think, 404-726-0929. Before we get there, Allie, a busy weekend in sports.
Yeah, we want to make sure before you walk into work, you know all the top stories. Penn State head coach James Franklin has been fired after another loss this weekend. This time to Northwestern, and Penn State will be on the hook for $49 million left on his contract. Game one of the ALCS happened last night. Mariners won in Toronto 3-1. Game two happens today. Game one of the NLCS kicks off tonight with the Dodgers in Milwaukee at 8:08. Georgia Tech remains undefeated with a 35-20 win over Virginia Tech. Georgia did beat Auburn 20-10, as Mike just mentioned. And, of course, Falcons-Bills tonight at the Benz. Kickoff 7:15. Pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock, and we are counting down.
Can't wait. Obviously, it is a Falcons Friday, but on a Monday. We just call it a victory Monday if you want to. No, I'm not that confident. Let's just leave that for somebody else. Over-under is 49.5 tonight, -3.5 towards Buffalo. We'll get there, obviously, with the wake-up call coming up in just 1 minute. I do want to get Bo in on this Auburn-Georgia conversation, though, one more time, because Bo did text me on Saturday night when this is happening, and I said, I don't think he scored. And he said, I think your crimson-colored glasses are taking over your eyes because I think Auburn definitely scored. And you know what I didn't go back to? Bo was trying to hit the low-lying fruit, me being a Bama guy. I could have just said, maybe your Florida is showing and you don't think that Georgia actually caused a fumble. But I didn't go there. Not in real time.
Well, that would be – hold on a second. I'm a Florida fan, so I can't talk about Georgia thing. And I'm not saying you're saying that. But
that's what you said about me and Auburn.
That's not what I said. I said your hatred for Auburn is showing.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't hate Georgia.
Semantics.
The problem for me, I hate Florida State, and I hate Miami. The Georgia thing is not like it. I hate Tennessee. I hate all of those teams way more than Georgia. Like, I don't really even hate Georgia. You know why? Because all my friends are Georgia fans.
I don't hate Georgia either. I actually like Georgia.
I wasn't talking about you, but thanks for making it about you. And Georgia was never a problem for me growing up when all of my fan views were really molded because Florida beat Georgia every year. Georgia's one of the best teams in the country every freaking year. it just looked to me like the nose touch in his arm. And I don't see how. I guess my point is this. I don't see how the referee from their point couldn't see that the ball was dislodged at that point in his arm from where the referee, because remember, the referee is at the pylon. It was in the middle of the field. And he crossed with that ball seemingly in his hand. So that was some really good eyes by the ref to call it a fumble. And when you replayed it, the reason it stayed was because it was called a fumble on the field. Had it been called a touchdown on the field, the replay would have confirmed. Or the play would have stood, as they say now. The problem was, for Auburn, it was called a fumble. And it was a good thing for Georgia. I think it was a phenomenal play by Georgia.
It's crazy.
Punching the ball out. But you can't tell me that it was – you can't tell me definitively. No one alive can tell me definitively that it didn't cross or the goal line in his arm or that it was punched out before. We will never know. Well, that's the way it was caught on the field. And good for Georgia for not giving up on the play and punching for it. And good – you know,
I'm going to agree with you at the risk of it making it about me. I'm going to agree with you and say that I don't think anybody can say definitively either way either. My problem with the whole thing was that Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy and Booger McFarland are all like, "Hey, man, Auburn's just getting screwed on this." And I'm like, what are y'all looking at? I don't see what we're looking at. I don't think they realized the ball got punched twice. I don't think they did. I think they saw the second punch and they were like, oh, that's when it comes out. When the still image that Booger had at halftime, the ball was already loose to me. And he's like, there it is. It broke the plan. I'm like, no. But I am with you on the fact that I don't think it was definitive either way. Anyways, we got a lot of stuff to talk to you about the Falcons. We got kind of off track for a minute. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to call in on the wake-up call. How many points do the Atlanta Falcons need to score tonight? Or anything else we've talked about today? Let's hit it. But you got an answer real quick before we get to the phone lines. How many points do the Falcons need to score tonight?
Well, I think Buffalo is averaging 30 points a game, so yep. I'd say 31.
There you go. All right. They haven't played the number one defense, though, since this year. So I would say the number one defense is going to bring them a little bit back down to earth.
Well,
and
hope.
I'm talking about those guys that be wearing the red helmets tonight and the black jerseys. You know the vibes. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to let's go to Swami Dave from Suwannee. Swami Dave, welcome into the show, man. Been a while. What's going on?
Guys, how's it going today?
Living the dream.
Listen, our Falcons, they're probably going to have to score over 4 touchdowns today.
Okay.
You're just going to have to do it. You're going to have to score the points. Now, as it relates to the Georgia and Auburn fans and the game, and listen, I say this as a Georgia fan.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You at the end of the day, if it would have been called a touchdown, you couldn't have overturned it. You guys are right. However, it was called a fumble. But, hey, it was called a fumble. You didn't get the touchdown. Then you got 50 yards for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, well. At the end of the day. Listen, here's the deal, guys. When you think about it, if Auburn spends the next week putting up stills of Jackson Arnold's hands, breaking the plane of the end zone, they spend a week doing that, and then next thing you know, they're calling Paul Feinbaum and Dr. Laura Schlesinger about how they're getting cheated, then guess what? This coming Saturday, Kirby Smart is going to have beaten them again.
Yeah, I could not agree more.
Right.
I could not agree more, and that was my whole problem with Hugh Freeze going into halftime. I'm like, dude, you already lost.
Mm-hmm.
You lost the game because I can tell you're beside yourself, and your players are going to feel that in the locker room. You would have never heard Kirby act like that before halftime.
Cost Penn State $49 million for nothing.
So,
because that's what happened to Penn State. They allowed that loss to Oregon to beat them against UCLA, and then Drew Aller gets injured with that leg injury.
There you go.
And now it. I don't know. Look, man, it's just it's spot on. Like the refs started your spiral, but you allowed it to continue.
You did. And he also kind of backed up what you said. You got to score more than 4 touchdowns. You said 31. That's in the ballpark, right? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We got full phone lines. Let's try to hit a couple more of these. Let's get CJ from West Georgia. CJ, what's going on, man?
What's going on? What's going on, Squid Billy Nation, baby?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Squid Nation, shut right.
Yeah, it was a fumble. That jarred the ball loose. That's just like the gentleman that fumbled the ball for Colonel.
All right, we're going to have to let you go, CJ. You got a little phone issue,
CJ.
Man. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's I think he's on something. That's a weird one because – if you reach it, extend it with your hands. You have to have a death grip on it because it's easier to punch out. He had it in his arm,
yeah,
and he still allowed it to be kind of punched out.
It's
like
crazy. Like, I never thought of that being something that you would be coached to do in a goal line situation in a quarterback sneak, but there we are with the tush push and the thing getting punched out. I don't think that would happen to Jalen Hurts, but it is what it is.
You see Baltimore trying to tush push yesterday twice?
Yeah.
Failed both of them?
Just awful. I don't need to see it anymore. Let's try to get a couple more of these in. Hey, Dylan, let's go to Reggie in Fayetteville. Reggie, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning,
hey, man.
Fellas. I think that they're going to score, the Falcons, that is. They're going to have to score more than 33 points a game. That's correct. This is telling because of the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. This is going to show what he is. Number two, I agree with you guys in terms of the ball going over the line, but that first punch, Mike, you exactly correct. That first punch knocked out possession. So that was the correct call.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Thanks for the phone call, Reggie from Fayetteville. Good stuff right there.
You know what I love is how every game is, this is going to tell what Zach Robinson is. It's every week, every game, there's someone that calls in, we're about to find out what Zach Robinson's made about it. Man. It's like, well, it's like, at what point you were like, yeah, you know, he's this or he's that, but it's every week right now.
Somehow we've gotten all the way through the show without talking about Oklahoma State, and that's going to be a topic for another day because we're just focused on the Falcons today. Let's get one more call in right here, guys, before we got to go to break. Let's go to Randy in McDonough. Randy, what's going on, man? Happy game day.
What's happening? Morning show.
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man, it's real quick, a couple of things. I think the Falcons are just need to really score 23 points. You know, Ulbrich was in New York for a couple of years, so I think he got an inside scoop on Josh.
Good call.
And where I'm going to watch the game, you know what I mean, the fan experience you guys can give me with tickets to the game, what you got.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Randy. Thanks so much for getting in with us. 23, hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's confidence in this Falcons defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody keeps trying to poke holes in what the stats are for the Falcons defense, not Randy. He's like, hey, we got this. Ulbrich knows the deal. Let's go, baby.
He was buttering you up for tickets. That's what he said.
Probably so, and it almost worked. Okay.
Well, join us the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, former QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, our buddy Dave Archer will join us to preview the Falcons-Bills game next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Happy Falcons Monday to you. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we are welcoming in former Falcons QB and now analyst for the...
Analyst?
Yeah, I paused for you. For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer will be joining us. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. All right, Dave, we've asked everyone to give us their predictions on how many points the Falcons need to score tonight to win. What say you?
Yeah, I think, Allie, it's going to be one of those ones where we've leaned on the defense the first 4 weeks of the year, and the defense has been pretty good. You know, four consecutive teams you've held under 300 yards of offense. I think this is going to be one that's going to be difficult to do that. Talking to Jeff Ulbrich, you're going to need to make some plays. They're going to make some plays, and Ulbrich knows that he's trying to get his team to understand that, hey, keep playing because they're going to make some plays on you. Just keep playing. So with that in mind, I think you're looking at, you're going to have to score 27 points tonight, somewhere in that neighborhood, 26, 27 points to be in position to win the game.
Arch Ulbrich was talking, and he talked about how, you know, when you defend them, it's two plays in every one, and he talked about Josh Allen in the pocket and how he's – getting through, like, seemingly every progression he's got. And how, what are you seeing on film from Josh Allen in the pocket that's made him so good? I mean, he is just playing at such a high level right now.
Well, first of all, their offensive line's playing pretty good, Bo. Let's give credit where credit's due. I think Mike would agree with that. I mean, he doesn't seem to, and Mike, when I watch the tape, it's almost like, I think we talked about this before, it's like he doesn't throw anything on time. Yep. There's no hitch, and there's going to be some. I'm over exaggerating that. Obviously, he's throwing slants and hitches on time, and probably some 12-yard curl routes. But it seems like he drops and he stands there and moves and floats. And they're battling up front, and these receivers are fighting across the field in these deep over routes. I mean, I was looking up explosive plays. They've got 43 plays in their first five games of 15 yards or more. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, they're averaging almost 9 plays per game of 15 yards or more explosive plays, and that's because he's obviously pulling it down and taking off. We'll talk about that in a second. But he doesn't throw anything of time. He waits, he floats in the pocket, and it's guys up front battling their rear end off to give him that extra time. And then to your point, Bo, the second piece of the play, it almost as though when you rush, he's looking for run lanes, especially on first and second down. He's looking to take off. It's the second piece to what you're talking about is of the play. And in talking to Ulbrich, he doesn't want him to keep anybody in to extra block. He'll keep his offensive line, but they said, okay, we'll take care of the blitzer off the edge. No, I got the blitzer. The blitzer's mine. You know, and it's like he's going to make the guy miss in the backfield or make the guy miss in his rush lane and then take off. So he is a different dude. He's different than Lamar Jackson. He's different than some of these other quarterbacks that move. And, oh, by the way, you better bring your big boy pads. He's 6'5", 240 pounds. So you better bring everything you've got to get him on the ground. Yeah, he's a real problem, no question.
Yeah, I think 240 pounds might be a gentle number for big old Josh Allen. I love that, though, man. And Arch, I've heard stories about like guys like Doug Flutie doing that back in the day. You know, hey, I'm just going to take the in-man on line of scrimmage, maybe pump fake him. And I think that leads to my next question. It's one of the things we've tossed around for the last couple of weeks since, you know, we had the bye week last week, is how do you rush Josh Allen? Just if you can get them in a third medium, third and long situation, do you rush three and keep Caden and Divine Diablo off the ball, or do you, you know, send blitzes and try to run twist stunts and you know, kind of take the risk that there will be a lane developed that he can get out of?
Well, you know as well as I do, it's always tough to ask these questions because I know you know the answers to the questions. Is you got to mix it up on him. You can't do the same thing every time. They're doing a really good job from a calling play standpoint. Brady's really good at calling plays. And obviously, Josh Allen is a guy that's very much adept of what's going on in the league, how teams are trying to defend him in particular. And so I think you got to mix it up. I think you do, you can do a max drop and rush three. That's going to give him that time to stand back there. Now, hopefully you're disciplined enough in the secondary to where you're taking away some of those deeper shots to where he's got to drop the ball off underneath at some point. But he's just going to buy time and float. And you know as well as I do, the secondaries, you know, you can't cover for 6 or 7 seconds. So that's a problem. So I think just be who you are. And if Ulbrich wants to rush him with six, or if he wants to rush him with three, I think you mix it up. I think you're aggressive. I think you come after him. I think you got to – disrupt things a great deal. That means come up, maybe press, take guys off the routes, mix man and zone. I think you got to do all of that stuff. One of the best things you could do is make sure he doesn't have the football, and that's something Atlanta's done a good job of. Now, these are the number one and two teams in the NFL in time of possession. Buffalo's averaging over 34 minutes a game. Atlanta's about 33.5 minutes a game. And don't think, you guys know as well as I do, don't think that that hasn't helped the Falcon defense put some of the numbers up they've put up, is the Falcon offense has been on the field. The problem is Buffalo is finishing those drives holding the ball for 34, 35 minutes. Atlanta's not finishing the drives holding the ball 33, 34 minutes. So tonight, as Allie pointed out, you got to score touchdowns. You can't kick field goals.
Yeah, Dave Archer joining us here in the, from the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. On the morning shift, Arch. To that point, the Bucs are 14th in red zone efficiency. The Bills are, and we're 26th. I want to talk about the offense because this is one of the worst rush defenses in the league coming in here, 28th in the league. I understand we want to. I talked about it earlier. Hey, time of possession's good, and you can hold it, but it feels like one of those games where we need Bijan to turn a 10, 15, 20-yard run into a house call. And it's really important to maybe get in a couple of explosives in the run game tonight, including one that maybe will go for a touchdown.
Well, I'll take explosives regardless of how they come, Bo. Atlanta had 10 explosive plays last weekend or 2 weekends ago against Washington. That is not something they've been doing in the first 3 games, getting the explosive plays. It certainly helps in finding a way to get the ball in the end zone. It minimizes how many mistakes come up. If you put a 10 or 12, 14 play drive together, inevitably there's going to be a mistake. There's going to be a false start penalty. There's going to be a holding. Guy's going to drop a ball, and all of a sudden now you're up against it on 3rd and 7. Can I convert? It puts a real maximum on being able to execute. When you get explosives, it minimizes some of that kind of damage to where. Now, all of a sudden, you can depend on making a play or two here and shorten the field to a certain extent. Yeah, you'd love to have explosive plays. My point is that explosives are fine. If I've got a guy that rips one off from the 20 to the 20, I've got to finish the drive. I've got to score a touchdown. Now, if he could go 80 with it, that's great. But, most teams aren't giving up those kind of plays. They're giving up the 15, 20, 25-yard plays. They're not going to give up the 60-yard touchdowns more often than not. So you've got to find a way. When you do get that explosive and you do push yourself down into that deep red zone area, I've got to finish with touchdowns.
Arch, a couple guys returning on both sides, returning from injury this week. Ed Oliver coming back, will be able to defend Bijan Robinson in a lot of different ways on that Buffalo defensive front. And we're getting A.J. Terrell back, which is a massive deal because obviously we have to contend with Josh Allen's arm and all the things they can do in the passing game. Talk about how you expect the coverage to be on the back end against Josh Allen. I think a lot of times you look at, running quarterbacks and say, hey, we need to stay in the zone so we can have our eyes in the backfield. But it seems like more times than not, Josh Allen has faced man coverage this year, and A.J. Terrell helps a lot in those ways.
Yeah, it's a big deal, Mike, to get A.J. back. Now, Billy Bowman's a little banged up. I think Billy's going to try to go, but that could move Alford to the nickel spot. But A.J.'s your boundary corner. That's where a lot of your throws go. If you look at the stats and things like that, a lot of quarterbacks throw the ball into the boundary. I know it's not as dramatic as it in the NFL as it is in college, but still, AJ's that guy that plays in that short side. And D. Alford did a good job with AJ being out. But AJ has a technique and an ability to play some man coverage, can come up and play bump. He loves to play tight, which I think is critical. If you're going to throw that ball into that boundary area to take away that quick, easy throw, AJ has the ability to do that. But they'll mix coverage. They're going to have to mix coverage. Like your pass rush, you're going to have to mix how you play in the back end. And AJ helps you do that. Hopefully Billy can go. If he can't, then obviously you're going to be a little bit thinner and Alford will have to go at the nickel spot. But you're a little banged up. Natron Brooks is banged up back there. Clark Phillips is not going to play. So you're kind of thin in the back end. Need AJ to be able to play at a high level.
Arch, I hate to change the subject away from Falcons, but the Georgia game with Auburn, what do you think about it? Was it a fumble or was it a touchdown? Because you're a quarterback. I know you've done that before in that exact same play, and those guys are trying to punch the ball out. What was your call on that? Fumble or touchdown?
Well, I'm fuzzy on how it looks to me like he crosses the goal line. I think the tip of the football crosses the goal line on Jackson Arnold's dive into the end zone. But, I mean, you've got a perfect shot down the line of the play. And it looks to me like the nose of the football crosses the line. But, you know, was it definitive? Was the ball moving? It's a really good play by Georgia to punch the ball out. Was the ball moving before he crossed the line? I think that it gets in that gray area. If you've got to have something definitive, it was definitively across the line, and the officials didn't seem to think that way. So it's one of those ones you got to hang on the ball. You know, hey, you're getting down there close. That's what they're trying to do is rake the ball out. Jackson Arnold's got to hang on the ball. So Auburn fans are crying tears of whatever. Hey, we got hosed, but you got to hang on the football.
Yeah, do you call them Tiger tears or War Eagle tears?
Boogers,
I don't know.
Got boogers, I don't know.
I feel like the debate will be never-ending when it comes to this.
No
Dave,
doubt.
Thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to these guys tonight, too. Thanks, Sally.
Go.
I appreciate it. Good to be on with you guys. But Mike's going to be burning midnight oil just like I will and Bo will. So we're looking forward to it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Cannot wait to see this game tonight. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Catch him tonight with these guys right here on 92.9 The Game. Plus, we're also your home of live coverage football in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. Brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And Saturday night following Atlanta United, we'll have Utah taking on BYU. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up. Final thoughts on tonight's game, and we've got a life of squid.
You know, Allie, you said earlier that you had been lied to in your childhood.
Yeah.
Well, I had a flashback to my childhood this weekend, too, but it's a really good one, and I got to thank Amazon for it. I'll tell you what it is next. Morning Show, Sports Radio, 9 on The Game, and
the Odyssey app. Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan, keeping us on track as best he can at 8:43. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've been counting down to this game all day today. Falcons, Bills tonight at the Benz. Kickoff is 7:15. If you're going, get there early. Pre-game with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock right here on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. A lot of just talking points coming into this game and you know, injury updates and storylines and bye weeks. And I know that Buffalo's heading into one. They're coming off a loss. Everything else that goes into it, so many storylines. We'll keep everybody up to date starting at 5 o'clock tonight.
Hey, I mean, I'm excited about this game, and it's funny how different all fans are, but I can't imagine not being excited for tonight's game. I mean, just for Buffalo coming to town, Monday Night Football. This is one of the best teams in the league for the last what, 7 or 8 years, maybe six years, and it's a real test.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I was looking at Josh Allen, 24-8, coming off a loss since 2020, I believe.
24-9.
It's crazy.
Well, and that's something we were talking about last week. Like, would you have preferred them not coming off a loss? I did find this stat that they are 10-2 when playing a road game following a loss. So
yeah, there you go.
Maybe not the best scenario, but it's a test, like Bo was saying.
In the NFL, I always want the team that you're playing the next week to win. In college,
right, feeling comfortable.
In college, I kind of want them to lose because it's just a different mindset the way teams are handled. But for some reason, professional teams, I always want them to win the week before they play us, unless it's a division rival. And then I always want them to lose no matter what.
Yeah. I think here's another stat for you. How about Raheem Morris in the last couple of years, 4-2 in primetime games? I think that's a stat that most people don't think of. We've been pretty good in these primetime matchups, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday night. You've had a couple good wins. So I think that if you're out there and you're a Falcons fan, you're like, well, this is not a good matchup. Let me just take you back to week 2 last year when you're able to go on the road and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it's just that you don't ever know what's going to happen in these games. It's what's so beautiful about the NFL. And I will say this just straight out. If the Atlanta Falcons come out and run the ball and play the way that they can play with all their elite playmakers, they can win this game and will win this game. There's no doubt in my mind. Look, Josh Allen is the MVP front runner. He's the reigning MVP. They are all the things. They are a good team, but they're not unbeatable. And I think the Falcons teams that we've seen, especially the defense the last 4 weeks, can step up to the challenge and you know, kind of knock them back a little bit.
And why can't you play the way New England played them? You can play that type of game. If New England can go into Buffalo and beat them, why is it impossible for you to beat them at home on a Monday night? Like,
right.
You can beat them in your home. Why is that impossible? It's not, but you have to go out and execute. You got to play. You need the same, whatever they did in that week of preparation for Washington with to get the mindset that they had in that game from a player standpoint. I hope, sure as hell hope they came back with that because they were locked in. They were ready to go. You know, bye weeks. That's the thing. I remember I was like, man, right after that game, I was like, man, I really wish the bye week wasn't here. And because it just felt like you found something.
Yeah.
And it's some kind of, isn't it hard, Mike, to come back and kind of is it, or is it, I guess I should be asking.
I think there's so many pros and cons that it's hard to measure either way, in my opinion, because I think you have such an opportunity to self-scout and correct course. Remember how good we felt like the defense played at times after the bye last year? And it's almost like you look at that and you go, I hate that the bye was so late because they were able to correct a lot of things in that bye week that you wish the bye would have come earlier and they could have hugged up on, you know, receivers more in the secondary and allowed the, you know, the rush to get home like it did down the stretch run last year. It's just hard. It's like there's things either way. I mean, you can really look at it in terms of it just is what it is. Like I said, like 2 weeks ago, I know we're going to get to end of November and go, man, nice to have a bye week right now, but there's so many pros to getting 4 weeks into the season and allowing yourself to hit the reset button and then playing all the games from there on out. If you come out and beat Buffalo, you're going to be glad you're not taking an off week this next week.
You know what's funny is I don't know when the Laquelle London injury happened, but it looked like, based on the injury report, that it happened at practice. I'm not saying I know that. I'm saying it just it feels that way. And there's always that flip that I heard people complaining last year during the offseason to me about, well, you know, teams started playing bad when they started doing those Wednesday walkthroughs instead of practicing. And I can just almost like feel like I'm going to have someone say, well, why are you getting in? Who kind of coach gets players injured at practice? And you're like, well, like.
Which one do you want? What? Pick your poison here.
How fine is the line that you think these NFL coaches should walk? Like because it's pretty freaking ridiculous when I just know because like I said it earlier, like getting up for this game, I tweeted yesterday, Carolina isn't so bad, is they? Had nothing to do with us, but I just don't think anyone had Carolina being 3-3 after six games.
Yeah.
Especially after they started 0-2. So that's why I just cannot stand this whole thing about how good schedules are. Look how – I mean, and now the Falcons got to go – they got to play this game and then turn around and go on the road on a Sunday night primetime game again to Santa Clara to play a 49er team coming off of what? Loss, who are 4-2.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I am excited. You know, we are going to see AJ back. And I know I was the one kind of bringing up the, well, is he going to skate at Mr. Atlanta World of All? I did the investigating.
Did you really?
On the morning shift's behalf. I did. Yeah. No, he was not spotted on a roller skate, rollerblade at all.
Okay. Good.
No promo shots.
Well,
nothing.
And that's why he's
good
playing
for AJ.
Yeah. That's why he's healthy now. There
good
you go.
For my sanity.
That was the,
good for my, because I can't imagine having to argue with people on Twitter about why he's on a roller skate. And I'm like, because really, I can see the fan side, but I'm also like, you know, it's his event. Like, it's like if I injured my tricep or something before the brown grass, I would probably still try to play as much as I could. Just because I'm like, hey, man, it's my event. I got to.
No, I'm weak right now, bro. Might be a slight difference in situations, but
no, it's not. The point
still remains.
He put the team on his back, though.
Hey, man.
Hey, boy, we got to carry that scramble, man. He's got to carry that scramble.
Not about the scramble. It's about showing up for your event. And it,
God, that was so good. Yo, man, yeah, that old tricep. Well, I'm going to step up to the plate, man.
Hey, what are you going to do?
We appreciate your gamesmanship.
Right
you
now,
go.
It's not my tricep that's bothering me.
There you go.
But first, this message from Allie Mack.
Yeah, this Friday, I want you to come out to McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers for a special edition of the Morning Shift.
That's us.
We are going to be having breakfast and previewing the weekend's big college and pro football action. You can join us. It's this Friday from 6 to 9 in McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers. I know this one well because it was on the way to Milledgeville. And that's where I went to school. So I know this way. That is this Friday with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My apologies for jumping the gun, Allie.
No, you're fine. I told Bo, I said, do not go into Life of Squid before I say this.
And I didn't. Dylan did. I might try to remember to bring a bottle of the breakfast sauce just in case anybody gets a nice sandwich from McDonald's and says, hey, can I try the breakfast sauce? Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
By the way, from Baron Ding. Burton's W sauce. So go to the mailbox. I think this was yesterday. And I go to the mailbox yesterday because apparently, like, after I cut the grass, because I knew that we had mail in there. And apparently there was, like, on our Facebook page in our neighborhood that someone was rummaging through the mailboxes overnight. And not that I have any, it was just junk mail in there. But one piece of junk mail that I had was this, and I didn't, Amy found it. So, like, kudos to her, because it was this little booklet from Amazon. And it wasn't too thick. It was decently. And it said, Amazon Children's Holiday Magazine. And basically, it's a catalog. Do you guys remember the old Sears catalog? 100%. Where, I mean, it was as thick as an encyclopedia.
Yep.
And you would go through there and look as a kid and find stuff. And you would circle it or rip the page out or whatever your method was, and give your parents to tell Santa Claus. And be like, hey, when our, you know, like, when we, don't let me forget to put this in my letter to Santa Claus. Because I don't know if you wrote letters. I always told my parents, and they wrote the letter for me.
Right, they talked to him. They had him, they had his phone number.
Well, they would write the letter or email, whatever it was at that point in time. And they would tell him. So I instantly was frozen. And I grabbed it from her, and I was like, I was looking through it. Because I was looking to see what was in there, and they, you know, they did a good job of all ages, and they do technology stuff now. Like, it's not overly thick, but it even has the SKU number, so you can type it in. You can give it to your parents, and they can type it in on Amazon search.
100%. 100%.
So they can. Number. So they then when they send the email to Santa Claus, they can just add the link, right? Makes it even easier. I think it is so freaking cool. I love that Amazon did that.
Very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And I love that they did this too. I had this conversation, and most people listening know this, but I used to coach high school football, and I was, you know, in a classroom. And the amount of time kids spend in the bathroom these days, it's like, it's crazy. And let me just listen to me. Listen to me. Because they're just on their phones.
Yeah.
Right, they're just in there on their phones. And one of them asked me one day, he's like, what did y'all used to do in the bathroom before you had a phone? And I'm like, catalogs.
Dude, no kidding.
Freaking East Bay Magazine catalog.
No
used
kidding.
To bring the house down.
But question for you both, because you have siblings.
Yes.
What was the method? Did you have to do different colors? Because there's five kids in my family, so we had to do different colors when you were circling in the Sears catalog.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I was the only boy.
Or write a list.
I was the only boy.
Yeah.
And my sister was the only girl. And so there was only two of us. So I think Mike is one of two as well.
Yeah.
So we didn't really circle the same thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My parents needed to tell Santa that it was for me most of the time.
Yeah.
And normally you guys know I talk a lot anyway, so I'd be like, I want this! Found it in the magazine!
Yeah.
I'd come right out of the bathroom with the magazine. This is what I want!
I knew that I had a price limit, even if it was coming from Santa Claus. I was like, you know what? These Jordans that are $140, probably not coming from Santa.
Man.
I need to just go ahead and put a salary cap on this thing.
I'll never forget telling Santa I wanted a TV so bad. I was like, I don't care if it's black and white. I just need a TV. And Santa got me a color TV.
What?
Wow. I mean, insane.
Santa must have had a good year.
Santa was on one. Santa, good for him.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
look through that Amazon catalog for what you want Santa to bring you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.